Our second report on 310 Division Street is 2025-162-310 Division Street Business Pulse Survey results. And Rebecca Carmen, our Associate Director of Housing and Homelessness, is going to lead us through this. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Thank you, through you, Chair. I'll be very brief again on this one. This survey does include both the June survey and July survey, so this would be reflecting on experiences for May and June. We're happy to take any questions.
Go ahead, Deputy Warden.
Just wondering if you have any insights on why the numbers have dropped so much with the number of businesses engaging in the last set of survey responses.
Go ahead.
Through you, Chair. I don't have any confirmed insights. What I can share is that we know that often survey fatigue takes place, so that the willingness for someone to fill out survey after survey after survey may decrease over time. We've continued with our reminders, the push emails for people who have signed up for that. So we have continued to use those same processes to encourage more applications. So we'll see what this month in August brings, and if we need to reevaluate, then we can reevaluate.
Just a quick follow-up. How long does it take for a person to fill out a survey? Like, when you give guidance and say, you know, if you take a few minutes, is it a 5-minute survey? Is it a 15-minute survey? I realize there's also open-ended responses there, but typically, what would you expect the time commitment?
I would say the time commitment is probably between 5 and 10 minutes. Again, the open text answers could take someone a lot longer, depending on the amount of detail they wish to share.
Further questions? I'll read the resolution. That the Social Service Committee receive report 2025-162-310 Division Street Business Pulse Survey results for information, and further that the committee recommend that County Council receive this report for information. Moved by Deputy Warden Hankifsky, seconded by Councillor Crate. Further discussion? All in favor? That motion is carried.